This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back to your calls in just a moment. And Heather got a case of the giggles all of a sudden. And it's contagious.
Yeah, some things are better left off the air. We'll just leave it at that.
Last hour, we were talking about some good news for cannabis dispensaries in Washington State, specifically a handful of dispensaries in the Seattle area that have started accepting Bitcoin.
Great news.
And, Chris, for anybody that might be listening that is not, you know, they're not familiar with Bitcoin. Maybe they've heard the term, but they're not, you know, really sure what it is. What is Bitcoin?
Well, thank you, Daryl, for putting me on the spot. But Bitcoin is a decentralized alternative currency that is open source, that anybody can look at the code and see what it is. It features a public open ledger so that transactions that occur, anyone can view them, anyone can verify that things have actually occurred. So as such, Bitcoin itself has never really been hacked.
Right. There have been
hacks,
you
know,
like,
of
exchanges, wallet providers.
Right.
But the Bitcoin code itself has not been hacked. It's cryptographically secure. So that whatever inflation, and I know some people say, oh, Bitcoin's free from inflation, but it's not. You know, there's
right.
inflation that's built in, but it's controlled by
right.
algorithms.
Right. So as such, your currency can actually gain in value, which increases the purchasing power of your currency. And that's one of the benefits of Bitcoin. It's interesting because I just had a general, I operate a little store here in Keene, New Hampshire,
yes.
and we're one of the few places, you know, really in all of New England, where you can walk in and you can legally purchase Bitcoin.
Yes.
We have a machine, you know, you can put cash in and get Bitcoin out. It's kind of neat. But we had a guy come in today and he's like, oh, Bitcoin. I thought that died.
I'm about like, 95 times.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the exact count we're up to when people have proclaimed the death of Bitcoin. You know, this is the end, and it's happened over and over and over, yet it's still here, and the price, last time I checked, was somewhere around $1,100 a Bitcoin.
Slightly under, but, you know, still up there.
Over 1,000 still.
Yeah. 1023 is the price listed on Bitcoin.com, which is where this article comes from. And one thing that, you know, makes this beneficial, this specifically being that the cannabis dispensaries in Washington are now allowed to accept Bitcoin, is they have some prohibitions to where they're not allowed to use credit cards.
Yeah.
A lot of banks will not do business with the cannabis dispensaries because, well, it's federally illegal and
right.
we're not really sure about this. But there's a company, Posabit, that is allowing people to purchase Bitcoin with credit cards, and then they use the Bitcoin to make the purchase at the dispensary. And the article, again, from Bitcoin.com says, another benefit to the Posabit system is that the business is fully compliant with Know Your Customer, anti-money laundering, and OFAC. That's an acronym I'm not familiar with. OFAC, regulatory guidelines. Additionally, Posabit details its real-time transaction history provides a transparent reporting system for auditing. The startup company believes that there are a few types of merchants that could use the Posabit infrastructure at point-of-sale locations. The three types of businesses that may benefit from Posabit's Bitcoin system include, and then there's a quote here that says, cash-only merchants who want to accept another form of payment, tech-savvy merchants who want to promote the use of Bitcoin to differentiate themselves from their competition, and micro-merchants who want to benefit from lower transaction costs by accepting Bitcoin for small purchases.
Yeah, and to go back, OFAC is the Office of the United States Treasury, Office of Foreign Assets Control. So what they deal with are economic and trade sanctions and national security. You know, you can't do business or can't transact with Iran, for example.
Okay. Actually, I think you can't. Didn't those sanctions wind up getting lifted against Iran recently?
It's hard to keep track.
A lot of, you know, pressure to not do business with Iranian businesses.
Right. Iran might not be an accurate statement, but there are other countries that you are forbidden
Cuba,
from.
Probably.
Yeah.
There's still
even
sanctions
cigars.
Against Cuba. I think you can actually bring cigars in, but there's still a lot of heavy regulations on who is allowed to travel to Cuba for what reasons, even though, you know, the relations are being normalized. It's still
nothing normal about government.
Exactly. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Eric calling in from Las Vegas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to refer to your conversation about vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You're live on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm suspicious of vaccines, and one of the reasons why is there's a law in the book, 50 U.S.C. 1520, which the title of it is Restrictions on the Use of Human Subjects for Biological and Chemical Testing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read into it, Section A says the government can't do this against civilian populations with certain exceptions. And then it goes to Section B, and those exceptions are wide enough to drive a truck through. And so I think that vaccines are one way that they could implement biological and chemical testing on us without telling us. And that laws like this just make me nervous.
Yeah, see, and we were actually kind of discussing that when we had one of the commercial breaks where I had said that for me it's not so much the vaccines, doctors giving vaccines that is the issue because of the vaccines really didn't work. You'd have a lot more doctors speaking out about them. My issue is the fact that the government controls the only people that can manufacture those vaccines.
I'm not so sure that there would be more doctors speaking out because at one time, 4 out of 5 doctors recommended a certain brand of cigarette.
Lucky strikes.
And then a few years later, doctors quit recommending cigarettes. And then about 20 years later, doctors determined that cigarettes were bad for you.
And well, let me jump in here a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because, okay, I'm sure that 99% of the vaccines are fine, but it seems like there's nothing to stop the government from saying, on this particular batch, we're going to use it for a test.
That's exactly what I just got done saying to Chris on one of the commercial breaks.
Right.
Yep.
And then also on the OFAC thing, Office of Foreign Asset Control, I'm a dealer in a casino, and we're required to spy on customers. And if you buy in for a lot of money or you cash in a lot of money, we have to report that.
Well, fortunately, I've never had that problem in Las Vegas.
You know, a lot of the times, too, is just kind of rewind back a little bit to your testing thing. I remember there was a lot of controversy with government using wards of the state, like children that they get through DCF custody and like sure. And stuff like that, and giving them the vaccines. And one in particular, this girl Justina, who was medically kidnapped in Boston by Boston's Children's Hospital in the state of Massachusetts, was having all these experimental drugs and tests done on her. And after a large public outcry when she was released, I believe her family started lobbying in Washington with this proposed bill, like Justina's Law, that was trying to make it so that wards of the state could no longer be used for medical testing.
How about just don't test on anybody that does not completely 100% volunteer for it with full knowledge beforehand? Agreed. Eric, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at bigagenda411.com. That's bigagenda411.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I want to invite you to try MyPillow, risk-free for 60 days. Now, not my actual pillow. You can't have that one. You can get your very own MyPillow. Again, risk-free for 60 days. It is the best pillow, I believe, that you will ever use. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for close to a year, and I have to say it's the best pillow that I've ever used. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually throw MyPillow in the washing machine, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. Remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back, less the shipping, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Nuevo Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. I just wanted to mention that the city of Santa Fe here in New Mexico, I'm assuming they did pass the plastic bag ban about 10 years ago. So you bring your own bag, or they just charge you 10 cents for paper bags, and that's all you get. So they don't deal with plastic bags anymore. So I don't, because I know that Ying and Mark was talking about California, because they're planning to ban plastic bags. And I guess it's a big deal, you know, because people just want the convenience of having the option of plastic bags being there, you know, when they forget their bags.
Do you support people being able to use plastic bags freely?
If they want to.
Well, you know something? I'm actually for what Santa Fe is doing. I think people should limit their plastic bags.
So do you believe that if people use plastic bags and they don't pay a fee, that what's the government going to do?
Do you get arrested?
Do they arrest people? Do they arrest stores that refuse to charge people for paper bags and let them use plastic?
But the thing is, I think 10 cents or 15 cents a bag, it's not like a $100 speeding van ticket.
Here's where you and I differ, Sarah. I own a business. I own a small business, and we just started up last year. And believe me, even to this very day, I watch every single stinking penny. And I'll tell you, I know what the price of paper bags are, and I know what the price of plastic bags are. And the plastic bags are a heck of a lot cheaper. My alternative, if I were forced to use paper bags, would be to increase my prices on every one of my products that goes in a bag. That's just unavoidable because I don't have the margins to make that up just because Sarah thinks it's a good idea.
Well, Sarah mentioned California, and we were discussing California's... it's not a bag tax. A lot of people are calling it a bag tax. It's actually a government-mandated price floor to where the state... government.
What kind of custom definition is that garbage?
Well,
let's go ahead. Go ahead.
Somebody, I forget if it was the legislature that put this on the ballot or somebody petitioned to get this thing on the ballot, but it was adopted by the voters in November to where businesses are required to charge a minimum of 10 cents per bag. So it's not a tax. That money does not go to the state of
required,
California.
Required, meaning threatened by
if
force.
If you are in violation, then the first fine, I believe, was $1,000.
So everybody's prices goes up by 10 cents on every bag.
No. So we actually had somebody from California that called in, and she said, what happens when you're checking out? The cashier will say, how many bags do you think you're going to use for your groceries? And then multiply that number times 10 cents to wind up, because you're not necessarily done bagging up your groceries when they're done scanning everything.
Right. So can I bring my old bags back and get credit?
No, you can bring your bags and use them and not have to pay.
Gotcha.
But somebody had also called in and mentioned this chain called Aldi. And we happen to have one in the Keene area. And they were like, well, Aldi charges for bags. Yes, but they're not required by... There's not a law that says Aldi must charge you for bags.
Yeah, and believe
me, they do it because it makes good business sense.
And the cost of those bags in my store, and we use paper bags, and we use plastic bags, that all is part of the price you pay. Which I do voluntarily. Some people prefer a paper bag. I'm happy to give it to them.
And
we have
also,
a lot
like
of customers.
An incentive too, and be like, anybody that you brings their own bag will give like 5% off. Like stores could do stuff like that without like using government to force people to do something.
They certainly can. And we certainly appreciate when people do come in with their own bags.
But businesses in California, they can't do that because they're required to. You must charge 10 cents per bag minimum. Go ahead with your thoughts, Sarah.
Well, okay, so the trade-off is the cost is that we're going to have a landfill filled with these plastic bags. We're going to have these things dumped out into the ocean and whales gagging up on it and turtles eating it. So is that 10 cents a bag? Is that a worthwhile cost to counteract that?
Let me try to re-explain something to you that has been explained pretty much every time you've called in. Good ideas do not require force. If something makes sense, then people will, for the most part, do it voluntarily.
And we see that in our store. I see a lot of people, and this is kind of a crunchy green area, what I mean? A lot of people do bring in their own bags, and we love it because that's a cost I don't have to incur.
Right, and one thing that I had mentioned previously when we were discussing this is I have a lot of reusable bags that I have purchased. I don't carry them around with me all the time. I might, we live in a walkable, bikeable city.
Right.
I might be out doing other stuff and remember, I need to pick something up from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I only have my backpack because I'm coming back from the gym and I can't fit everything into the backpack. And I don't want to get a plastic bag because if I'm on my bike, it's going to hit the tire and then rip open. So I'll spend the dollar to get that cloth bag that's not going to rip open. And I've just got like a pile of reusable bags. So what happens if you mandate that people buy a bag, they're going to buy a higher quality bag with the intention of I'm going to reuse this, but then they forget to take it with them, so they buy another bag. So you're just creating more expensive waste and junk. Sarah, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
And the
and charging people per bag doesn't stop the bags from getting to the whales, Sarah. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
The bags are still there. People are just paying for them.
Right. If I were in line and
it's not saving the whales. It's just putting money in politicians' pockets and driving business to their cherry-picked consumers
and
or manufacturers.
It creates a surplus because the businesses have more bags than people want to pay. This is Free Talk Live.
Known health effects. These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're going to change gears here, and hopefully we'll be able to get through this. Apparently, facial recognition, like we've known for a while.
Heather brought in a story.
We've known that facial recognition has been a thing, but apparently there were some congressional hearings recently.
And Heather always brings in a story.
I always bring in a story. So this is my story that I brought in. I teased some of you guys on Instagram, like I've been doing every week with my stories.
Tease.
If you're not following me, follow me on Instagram.
Do people actually use that?
I do. I like
tons of people do, and for the longest time, I never really kind of got it. But it is. Instagram. We've been using it more in business, and yeah, a lot of people on it.
Okay. So this story is called At Facial Recognition Databases Hearing, Congress Attacks FBI, right? Sounds really interesting.
Hold on. So I want to hear more about this.
Okay, so I'm going to dive right in. So Democrats and Republicans alike, right? Shocker, they're working together. Hammered the FBI on Wednesday for its use of facial recognition software to identify potential suspects, saying the technology fosters racial bias, leads to arrests of innocent people, no way, and trashes Americans' privacy.
Okay, so this surprises me that Congress, in a bipartisan manner, is all of a sudden concerned about people's privacy.
After passing every possible law that made this stuff available in the first place, and worse.
Right, yeah.
So more than 400 million pictures of Americans' faces are archived in local, state, and federal law enforcement facial recognition networks, the Federal Government Accountability Office reported last year. Those pictures include the faces of about half of all U.S. adults, experts estimate.
So I'm wondering here where they're getting their photos for the database. I'm guessing they... get every passport application because you've got to send them photos for that.
Driver's licenses, some of them.
Mm-hmm. Driver's licenses,
some states.
Probably anybody that has a mugshot that been arrested for something or indefinitely detained and they take a picture of you for something, even if charges get dropped.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that's been booked into a facility, basically.
Well, let me get into the story because it actually says in there. We only have so much time. So it says, I have zero confidence in the FBI, in the Justice Department, frankly, to keep this in check, said Representative Stephen Lynch, which is a Democrat from my old state of Massachusetts.
Aren't all of the Congress people from Massachusetts Democrats?
Depends on the year.
It's a fairly safe bet, but I don't know.
Yeah, all are.
So they said this. He said this at the House Committee on Oversight and Government Regulation hearing, and in quotes, "This is really Nazi Germany here. What we're talking about," Lynch said, "and I see a little difference in the way people are being tracked under this. Just getting one wide net and getting information on all American citizens." At the very least, he said, warrants for face searches should be required if we're going to build these databases.
Okay. I don't disagree. Mm-hmm. He's exactly right.
Yep.
But so are my phone calls, so are my texts, so are my emails.
Yep.
These are all things that the government has no right to without a warrant, without something.
They should not be building these databases.
Right.
If the information is there and people are choosing to, I guess it depends on the data, right? Like, certain data is put, when people choose to use the internet and they're going online and they're choosing to engage in certain things become public. So you're kind of, you don't have to use the internet.
Right, and I don't have to use a cell phone, and I don't have to walk into any building.
Well, that's where we enter into contractual agreements with our internet providers and our phone providers and are sort of responsible.
Right, but what about when those are not made known to us? So did you know, before Edward Snowden came out, that everything you posted on Facebook was being shuffled directly from Facebook over to the NSA to be analyzed, digested?
I'm one of those people where I'm like, dude, take whatever I've posted. I don't care.
So you have nothing to hide, so you don't care.
No, my issue is more or less with people, secretly tapping into, my phone's camera or something like that. Yeah, that would be wrong, in my opinion,
But just because
But if I go online and I post something to my Facebook, which is public for everyone to see, I'm not then going to be like, oh, if they're recording all of that data, they can't do that. But once I put it out there for people publicly and I make that decision, then it's free. It's like intellectual property.
But just because you make a public post does not mean that the government should keep it in a database.
Exactly.
I think that's a reasonable expectation when you make something public.
It's a reasonable expectation when you live in a police state. That I don't disagree with. But how about all your instant messages? Because those are all...
Always own anything I send in text. I might not have intended it to be a public conversation, but I'll always own up to anything. So.
Well, that's fine. Right, so the government has a right to know everything you say.
They don't have a right, but if they're not going to hold it over my head, I'll be like, you know what? I didn't intend
that. How do you know they won't?
But these
because I'll own up to anything they ever release. I have no shame. Like I don't. I'm not going to let them let fear mongering. Like, oh, I don't want them to post any of my pictures.
I understand that part. Messages. But I think where Daryl and I are going with
the databases should not even exist.
Okay. Well, let me get back into this here. So the committee's ranking, Representative John Duncan, Republican from Tennessee, said that I think we're reaching a very sad point, a very dangerous point, when we're doing away with the reasonable expectation of privacy about anything. The committee's ranking Democrat, Elijah Cummings of Maryland, noted research indicating that facial recognition systems are less accurate in distinguishing identities among people with dark skin, women, and younger people. So if you're black, you're more likely to be subjected to this technology, said Cummings, who is African American, and the technology is more likely to be wrong. That's a hell of a combination, especially when you're talking about subjecting someone to the criminal justice system. Now, Kimberly Del Greco, the FBI's Deputy Assistant Director of Criminal Justice Information, stressed under questioning that, in quote, the only information the FBI has and has collected in our database are criminal mugshot photos. That number doesn't include databases compiled by state and local law enforcement agencies, culled from police mugshots, driver's licenses, passports, visas, security video, and other sources.
And anything else we can find. So, yeah.
Well, this brings up that bill in New Hampshire, what was it, a couple weeks ago, where one of the House bills, Daryl, not complying with the federal agencies in terms of the databases? What was that?
That was one that I did not attend that hearing. And
you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
No, I'm tracking 340 pieces of legislation.
Come on, Daryl. You're letting us down. No, we get it. But, yeah, and Daryl's point and my point is the federal government under no stretch of the imagination. You have to be so convoluted, and you have to bring up every harebrained possibility of terrorism or, you know, protect the children or whatever to come up with any rationale that gives the federal government the right to have this close of an inspection of your life, your person, your property, what you read, what you think. It's wrong on every level.
And there's more to this that hopefully we'll get into. We've got Robert calling in from Reno, Nevada. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, yes. I'm sorry. I completely disagree with the opinion that she just stated about anything that you put online, you automatically should be expecting to be public. I think, call me old school, but when we first got online back in the, when I first got online back in the late 90s, it was over a telephone wire, and telephone wires meant private conversations, and private conversations means if I used internet packets instead of a voice analog system, that doesn't change my expectation of privacy. If I put something out there on Facebook, that's a closed community. That's not
I'm
a government
I'm just saying,
website.
In today's day and age, you shouldn't have that expectation.
Hold your thought, Robert. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now, 855-453. In studio, it's Daryl.
And it's Heather.
And Chris.
And when you do your online shopping, start at shop.freetalklive.com. From there, you can head to Amazon, Newegg, Walmart. There are other links as well. And once you go to shop.freetalklive.com, just bookmark the link that you're going to, and then you don't have to go back to shop.freetalklive.com. Just click the bookmark. And then the only difference in your shopping experience is that the merchant that you're using sends a little bit of money to Free Talk Live. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Congressional Facial Recognition Database hearings, and we've got Robert on the line in Reno, Nevada. Robert, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, yes. I don't mean to negate. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know your name.
Heather.
Heather. Hi, Heather. I don't mean to negate what you're saying, and I think that a lot of people have kind of given up the idea of privacy if you post on the web. But you have to remember the very basic elements of the Internet are telephonic communications, and those are protected by privacy under law. We can't simply just give them up because we expect, the government's going to do it.
I'm one of those people where I don't think people should, the law, I say this in quotes here, is just like going to give a false sense of security. So that's my issue with it, is I don't want people to think, because the law says this, anything I say is going to be protected. I'm just saying, don't be naive about it, and keep that in mind when entering things online. This is something I wish the younger generations would be taught in schools, because they have that naive judgment thinking that, they can go online and post things to social media or whatever, keyword social, right? Like social, there's other people there that are seeing these things that then have that information, can do with it what they will. So I'm not saying we shouldn't have privacy to some degree. You know, I'm just saying that to assume that we do would be naive in thinking.
I'm not assuming we do. I'm saying that we should fight and expect for that right to be private rather than expect it to be public. Because, like you're saying, okay, let's say someone is young and naive and they're posting their stuff on a certain website. That is a privately owned website. And I don't agree with the fact that government has the ability to create laws for something like this, just as much as I don't agree that they should have a database. It's like one entity versus the other. Who are we going to give the power to? A private entity like Facebook or a so-called public entity like the government that's supposed to be representing us, even though most of us probably wouldn't want this in the first place? It just seems like we're kind of forced, you know, to pick one or the other, but yet the laws are there to protect us from the very thing that it seems like the government itself is doing now.
And that's where I think it's, you know, individual responsibility to know what, you know, which websites we're choosing to use, which internet browsers, which, you know, internet providers. I mean, some people use this Tor thing when they go online. Some people
it all goes over internet TCP/IP. It no matter what you use, you're using the same protocols over the same backbone network, and all of that's protected under law for privacy. And we shouldn't give that up.
Law is just an illusion,
well,
in my opinion.
And if you're constitutionally minded.
Under that reasoning, the government's an illusion, too. It's just that this illusion has guns.
Exactly. Right. And we all know that the law protects government more than it does the people. So
I think we can all be in agreement that the databases should not exist.
Well, I mean, I don't think they should, like... My thing is if I put something out there publicly...
Not the question.
If I voluntarily...
That's not the question.
I don't have an issue with anybody.
Do you think the NSA and anybody else should maintain a database of social media posts and private communications and telephone calls and text messages and emails of U.S. citizens that have not been accused of a crime? Yes or no? That's a yes or no question.
No, I mean, like...
That's a yes or no question.
No, I mean, what do you mean databases, though? Like,
database,
they have, like,
should they store?
The very article that you're talking about, Heather, that's
phone
a database.
Calls, phone calls, social media posts, facial recognition, pictures of people that have never been accused of a crime. Should the federal government maintain those databases?
I mean, I don't, like, think, like, the government itself is kind of, like, immoral, right? Because it's based on theft and all this stuff. But I'm saying that, like, if any other, like, private entity collected voluntarily given
information... None of this is voluntary.
No, but I'm saying if you go down and, you know... Or if you go on Facebook, right, and Facebook sells some of your...
We're talking about Facebook. Let's talk about my text messages using a secure messenger.
Anything that you agree, like if you use any type of internet or website or something like that, and you agree to the terms and conditions of that thing, and then that website gives your information that you agreed that they could give to somebody else for whatever purposes...
Free game. But I'm talking about my secure... text messages I send from point A to point B.
No,
from phone
you
one
didn't
to point two.
Agree that information could be given by your phone provider to the government, then the government shouldn't have the right without a warrant to get that information from your phone provider.
Then what happens when all these social media companies go in bed with the government and do this anyway, even though they never say they're going to?
That's deception and fraud. If you're not telling your consumer what you're doing, then that would be deception and fraud, which is immoral and unethical, in my opinion.
Right, and now we're going back to day one of the Snowden releases and PRISM. That's what PRISM said, was unknown to any user of social media, the federal government got it all, and they could catalog it, they could store it, and they could hold it over your head at any time they feel like it.
And this brings me back to my initial statement that I will reiterate, these databases should not exist. The statement by the one congressman was, if the databases exist, then you should get a warrant, but nobody that I'm seeing here is saying the databases should not even exist.
Right.
Do you want me to get back into my order?
Robert, did you have any final thoughts?
No, I'm sorry if you feel like we...
No, I totally get where you're coming from. I
think it really comes down to the nitty-gritty details of the technical stuff, and I think that's why we need to have more actual computer users in Congress rather than these people that have no idea how to double-click.
Yep, Robert, really thank you for the call. Yeah, let's get back and hopefully finish this article.
So it says the FBI has reciprocal agreements with 18 states giving it access to such local databases, and the agency has made it clear that it wants access to all of the rest. And it also has, sought an exemption from federal privacy laws that give Americans the right to check the accuracy of information the government has compiled about them. Like many technologies used in the wrong hands or without appropriate parameters, it is ripe for abuse. The committee's chairman, Jason Chaffetz, Republican from Utah, said,
always going to be in the wrong hands.
Right, by definition.
It would be one thing if facial recognition technology were perfect or near perfect, but it clearly is not, he said. Facial recognition technology does make mistakes. Now, internal FBI documents obtained in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by the nonprofit Electronic Privacy Information Center indicate that the FBI's own database called the Next Generation Identification Interstate Photo System, or NGIIPS, had an acceptable margin of error of 20%. So that is a 1 in 5 chance of recognizing the wrong person.
I don't know of anything that has an acceptable margin of error of 20%.
Acceptable just shouldn't be in there.
Public opinion polls generally are, margin of error of 3.
Right.
If it's outside of that, nobody takes that poll seriously.
Well, last two paragraphs here I'll read real quick. And the research published in the October 2015 issue of the Scientific Journal Plus One by researchers at the universities of Sydney and New South Wales in Australia found that humans who interpret such data build in an extra margin of approaching 30%. Alvaro Bedoya, executive director of the Center of Privacy and Technology at Georgetown University Law School, told lawmakers at a hearing Wednesday, "We need to take a step back and ask, if this technology had been in place for the Boston Tea Party or the civil rights protests, what would have happened?"
A lot of people being incorrectly accused of a lot of different crimes.
And probably a lot more people going to jail. Many of them who probably weren't even at any of the protests.
The moral of the story is expect everything to be in the database. So whatever you put out there, just know it's out there.
The moral of the story is none of these databases should exist. We'll be back
tomorrow. But they do exist.
Always online at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.